What does it really mean to believe something? Is it simply an intellectual exercise, such as, I believe I'm going to ace this test because I've studied a lot? Is it making claims that you're unsure of, such as, I believe my 5-year-old nephew will be a professional sports star because he's very athletic? The French tightrope walker of the 19th century, Charles Blondin, asked people to believe he could walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. After completing this amazing feat, he asked if they believed he could walk across the falls blindfolded. Yes, they cried. Could he do it with a wheelbarrow? Yes, the crowd cried. Could he cross while in a sack? Yes, they screamed again. Did they believe he could do it carrying someone on his back? Yes, they said. Then Charles asked for a volunteer he'd carry across the falls. Suddenly, the crowd was silent. No one volunteered, and it ended up being his manager that he carried across Niagara Falls on his back. Now, when it comes to Jesus asking us to believe in him and the power of his love, forgiveness, and resurrection, is our belief strong enough to follow wherever he leads? How will you respond to God's love? This is Chris Spender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's incredible love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.